בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. ויחר הדברים האלה, ואלוהים יישא את אברהם, ויאמר אליו אברהם, ויאמר הנני. ויאמר, קח נא את בנך, את יחידך, אשר אהבת, את יצחק, ולך לך אל ארץ המוריה, ועלהו שם נולה לאחד הערים אשר אומר אליך. פרשת עקדת יצחק, famous, we say this when we have time, every day, before פסוקי דזמרה, עקדת יצחק is unique and special. We say again and again in ימים נוראים, עוד יזכור לנו אהבת איתן, ובבן הנעקד ישבית מדנינו. עקדת יצחק help to stop any complain and kitug against us, עם ישראל. And I would like, בסייעתא דשמיא הגדולה, today to share with you interesting insight about the mountain, Har HaMoriah. Very, very interesting. B'siyata Dishmaya. And we start in this way. In our parsha, we read the Kodesh Baruch Hu send Avraham Avinu to Eretz HaMoriah. In all the Tanakh, we find one more time the word Moriah. One more time. When Shlomo HaMelech started to build Bet HaMikdash in Paro Gavtu in Divrei HaYamim, ויחל Shlomo לבנות את בית השם בירושלים בהר המוריה. One more time we find in Tanakh half of the name of הר המוריה. No full name, Moriah, half of the name. In Shir HaShirim we say פרק ד' עד שיפוח היום ונסו הצללים אלך לי אל הר המור ואל גבעת הלבונה. Twice we find the name Moriah. One time we find half of the name Mor. אלך לי אל הר המור. קם רשי beginning of פרשה סעקדה and explain in certain paragraph. Because Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu to travel to Eretz HaMoriah. Rashi say Eretz HaMoriah, Yerushalayim. וכן בדברי הימים לבנות את בית השם בירושלים בהר המוריה. בהר המוריה. His verse, why the name of this place is Moriah? Is Rashi explain end of Paruk of Sert שמשם מורה יוצא לישראל. This is the place of the Sanhedrin, כי מציון תצא תורה, ודבר השם ירושלים. זה גמרא in Tanis, mention other reason, פליגי בה, רבי לוי בר חמא ורבי חנינה, אחד אמר, אר שממנו הוראה יוצאת לישראל, and other say, אר שיצא ממנו מורה לאומות העולם. מוריה מורה, scare, respect, worry, because I understand what kind of nation we and we serve the real God. But what come out from all what we say now is something interesting. Eretz HaMoriah is Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim we have one mountain but his name is also what? Moriah. People that live in New York know what this means. We have New York State and New York City. New York, New York. The name of Yerushalayim is Amoriah. In the name of the city Yerushalayim, Amoriah, one of the name of Yerushalayim, we have also one mountain what gets the name after the city. Har HaMoriah. But when we continue to read Rashi, in Paruk of Sert, Rashi teach us the second line, ואונקלוס תרגמו על שם עבודת הקטורת שיש בו. What is mean הר המוריה? אונקלוס, Rashi explain, אונקלוס, what he say? המוריה is not only this place what all the הלכות, מנהגים, come out from the Sanhedrin, is not only place what the nation have respect and scare from us, we have other explanation. What is mean Moriah? Moriah is על שם קטורת. In the קטורת, one of the perfume is more type of grass or tree, more nerd, שר בסמי. And Rashi says this בשם אונקלוס. But when we open אונקלוס in our parsha, look what אונקלוס said about הר המוריה. What is mean ארץ המוריה? I read only two words, middle of first line in paragraph 4. ארה פולחנה. ארה פולחנה. ארץ הפולחן. פולחן, in Hebrew, in Arabic, is mean place what we serve God. פולחנה is mean עבודה. ארץ העבודה. עבודה סשם. What is mean avodas Hashem? What type of avodas Hashem take place in Har HaMoriah? We have korbanot, we have nesachim, we have menachot, we have ktoret, we have shtei lechem, we have lechem apanim, etc., etc., etc. Many types of avodot. This is place of pulchana, place of avodat Hashem in many, many aspects, in many ways. One of the ways that we serve Hashem in this place is we bring ktoret. In this, one of the way what we serve Hashem, what is ktoret, we have one of the perfume, what is what? More. Is all the name of this mountain go after one perfume and one avoda for many other? How we explain this? Har HaMoriah, al shem amor. What more? Perfume. This perfume is only one for many other in the Ktoret. And all the Ktoret is only one avoda, what many avodot else we have in Beit HaMikdash. Be employing. Why? How we explain this? Moreover, what Onkelus, what Rashi come and say, B'Shem Onkelus, we never find. Never find. Onkelus give us name, what is mean, Ara de Pulchana, place of avoda. Avodas Hashem. Finish. What Avodas Hashem? We have a lot aspect in this Avodas Hashem. But Rashi come and say, no, no. What Onkelus come and say is, Al Shem Amor Shem Oktoret. How we explain Divrei Rashi, when he says this on behalf of Onkelus, we never find this in Onkelus. Onkelus, black and white in front of our eyes, and also Rashi. Very interesting explanation. First, this explanation never takes place by Onkelus. How we look? Second, also, if it's not on behalf of Onkelus, it's Rashi by himself. It's also difficult to understand. Okay. You give name of this holy place because one activity and one perfume and one activity, this is the name of this place. Very, very interesting. We need to understand. Shtai mikro! Echa targum! You have the mikro and Rashi and Targum. Ma'apsha. Good. This question number one. Psiata dishmaya. Od me'at, od me'at. Oh, oh, oh. Pil A, pil A plane. Olam ababa, olam azeh. Unbelievable. I'm sure you will share this with your family this week. No question. No question. No, no. This is something what Chaval al Hazman we say. Listen. Question number one. Question number two. But you know what? Before question number two, come look, the Ramban, he also struggled with Rashi. What he said in paragraph 5, אבל דעת אונקל הוא שאמר הר דה פולחנה. He never mentioned Rashi, he only said הר דה פולחנה, אין אוני רקן. על המור שבקטורת, שאין לשון פולחנה, על סם אחד, מסמי אחת העבודות. He's only one perfume in all other עבודות. ולמה לא אמר הר דה קטורת? Why never say, לך לי אל הר הקטורת? אבל דעתו לומר בארץ אשר יעבדו שם האלוהים והתכוון בזה למה שדרשו בפרקי דרב לזר אמרו אצבע הראה הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם אבינו show him with a finger את המזבח אמרנו, זה המזבח, הוא המזבח של האדם הראשון, מזבח what kind and evil use, מזבח of Noah and children use when they come out from the Teva, מזבח of Abraham Avinu, this is a place, what avoda. בשם מוריה, מורה, respect, this place people have respect to Hashem. But this is what he tried to explain maybe ברשי, but he said, והנכון, על דרך הפשט, what he himself decided to explain this פסוק, רמב"ן, הוא explain what is על דרך הפשט, כמו אל הר המור ואל גבעת הלבונה, כי ימצאו שם בהר ההוא מור ואוהלים וכינמון, different type of perfume. כעניין שאמרו, כינמון היה גדל בארץ ישראל, והיו עזים וצבעים אוכלים ממנו, אצדרה אצדרה. ונקרא, נראה כי הר הבית לבדו יקרא הר המוריה, ואולי נקרא את העיר על שם ההר ההוא אשר בתוכה הארץ אשר בא מוריה, והר לבדו הוא נקרא מוריה, ואברהם knows the state, the city. לך לך אל ארץ המוריה, go to Jerusalem. לא ידע את ההר, he never know what kind of mountain. לכן אמר לו שילך אל ארץ המוריה. And when he arrived to Jerusalem, ארץ המוריה, he will show exactly the mountain what he asked him to sacrifice his son. Fine, excellent explanation what Ramban say, but this is not Rashi, and this is not Rashi בדעת אונקלוס, this is not אונקלוס. Okay, clear, ברור. Bottom line, the question is follow. Rashi explained, Ara Moriah, on behalf of Onkelus, is because one perfume in the Ktoret, more. First, Onkelus never says this. Onkelus only talk about Ara de Pulchana, place of Avoda. All the different Avodot have in Ara Moriah. In Ara Moriah, yes. He never talk only specifically about the Ktoret, about the more. He never mentions this, he only says the Pulchana, and also if Rashi says this on behalf of himself, if he says this on behalf of himself also, it's difficult to understand why the name of the mountain is because one perfume in one avodah for many other avodot. This is question number one. Question number two. The Torah teach us, we read about this, World War One, four nations against five. In this World War One, Lot in the jail. Avraham Avinu get the SOS to come to save his nephew. And the Pasuk say in paragraph 7, Pasuk Yud Bet, you can put line in this Pasuk, ויקחו את לוט ואת רכושו בן אחי אברהם וילכו והוא יושב בסדום. First information what exactly happened to Lot. ויקחו את לוט ואת רכושו בן אחי אברהם וילכו והוא יושב בסדום. Immediately we see something wrong in the פסוק. First, the Torah don't need to tell us Lot is a nephew of Avraham. We know this before. And if for some reason the Torah decide to tell us again he is a nephew, the Torah need to say ויקחו את לוט בן אחי אברהם ואת רכושו. זה take Lot, זה nephew of Avraham and his properties. Why is the Torah split? ויקחו את לוט, A. ואת רכושו, B. בן אחי אברהם, C. Why we divide? This is nephew of Abraham from the name of Lot. Moreover, פסוק תזיין. And Abraham אבינו save the life of Lot. The last line. וישב את כל הרכוש. וגם את לוט אחיו. ורכושו אישי. וגם את הנשים ואת העם. נו, what wrong about this פסוק? Black and white. וישב את כל הרכוש. All the purpose of this world to save the car, the property what Lot had. He got to save his nephew. He got to save his property. וישב את כל הרכוש. A. B. וגם את לוט אחיו. How we say this in other language? וגם חרבון הזכור לטוב. אומרים, וגם את לוט. All the purpose to save the life of Lot. מה זה first רכוש? And more of it, וגם את לוט אחיו, הוא רכושו אישי. You say, half second before, he bring back his property, why we say this again? His second question is, how we explain the language of the Torah, when she tell us about Lot, when he fall to the jail and Abraham saved his life, is look, the way how the Torah mentions this need understanding. To take Lot, his property, his nephew of Abraham. Why does it never connect nephew of Abraham to his name? And when Abraham saved his life, first he saved his property. After he saved his Lot, how we can say this? Abraham don't go to save the Lot, the property, go to save the nephew. Tzemes Nefoshes. Why the Torah change the Seder? This is a question number two. Question number three. The Gemara teach us, Chazal teach us, Midrash Rabbah, Paro Gafet, Rabbi Meir Rafael Melech Shinar, all the World War One. The Gemara, the Chazal, the Midrash, explain what happened on the Pasuk in Tehilim, Cherev Patchu Reshaim. What is mean? Second line, Marse Berablezer Ben Orkenos, Ablezer HaGodl, Shayu Echav Chorshim Bamishor, Vu Choresh Bar, his father very rich person, they walk in this field. The brother plowed the plain, flat place, and he take his cow to the mountain. Nafla parato v'nishbera. Amar letovati nishbera parati. Now, I don't have anything what to do. My cow broke the leg. Cannot walk with his cow. Barach. Ve'alach lo etzel Rabban Yochanan ben Zakai. Go to learn Torah. והיה אוכל כוזזות של אדמה, I never have so much to eat, eat a little bit dirt, something else that connect to this, עד שעשה ריח, פיו ריח רע. Smell came from his mouth was terrible. הלכו ואמרו לרבן יוחנן בן זכאי, ריח פיו של רב לזר קשה לו. Cannot stay, cannot learn with him, cannot stay close to him, it's uncomfortable. אמר להם, כשם שהביש ריח, אמר לו, כשם שהביש ריח פיך על התורה, you do this because you study in the Torah, כך יהיה ריח תלמודך הולך מסוף העולם ועד סופו. Torah, what you go to learn and to teach, will take place from one side of the world to the other side. לאחר ימים עלה אביו לנדותו מנכסיו. His father decided to divide his money, his property to the children. He go to say to his son, he find where he stay, but to tell him, listen, when time take place, forget about money, forget about property, forget about anything, you don't get any penny. טוב, he walk into בית המדרש, מצאו יושב ודורש. And he walk into בית המדרש ונגיע בסם דרשו. וגדולי מדינתו יושבים לפניו. And the rich and important people in his state sit and listen to the shiur. בן ציצית הכסת, נקדימון בן גוריון, בן כלב הסבוע, for sure, Orkenus knows these people. He's very rich and he also was a rich person. ומצאו יושב ודורש את הפסוק. חרב פתחו רשעים. זה עם רפאל וחבריו. להפיל אני ואביון, what is mean להפיל אני ואביון? זה לא. לטבוח ישרי דרך, to kill also who? אברהם. חרבם תבוא ולימם, ויחלק עליהם לילה, אברהם fight back, and he saved the life of Lot. When he heard this shiur, how he explained this pasuk about Lot and אברהם, אמר לו אביו, בני, לא עליתי לכאן, אלא לנדותך מנכסי. After listen, you see, I come here, really to tell you, don't get any penny, עכשיו, after a listen your shiur, הרי כל נכסי נתונים לך במתנה. You get everything, only you. And he immediately said to his father, אמר הרי הם עליי חרם, ואני אלה השווה בהם כאחי. I never take one penny more from my brothers. We go to spread this, at the time, equally. My third question is, what was so unique in the shiur of Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus, what changed the mind of his father? His father warned to move him from all his money, all his property, not to get anything. After he see it, in the listening shiur, he say, wow, I give you everything. And he say, no, I will take equally with my brothers. What was unique about the shiur, what he teach him, talk about the war between the nation, Lot in the jail, Abraham save his life, Abraham protect, Lot still exists. How this changed the mind of Orkenus, and he decide to give to his son everything. This is question number three. One more question. We know we cannot pass four questions. Normally it's three, but four. Night of Pesach, we never find pass four. It's for sure. Okay. Fine is a Lot after Abraham Avinu saved his life. Last week. Save his life. It's unbelievable miracles. What Lot naturally need to do? to leave Sdom, to go back to Avraham, to apologize, to understand what he do for him, and to understand, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he, back to Sdom. When he comes to Sdom, they give him upgrades. He comes a judge in the Supreme Court. Later, he comes the head of the Supreme Court. Bu Yoshev, Shar Sdom, the head. But immediately, he make him a very person, special person. Until, one day, the angel come and say to him, Parag of nine, וכמו השחר עלה והאיצו המלאכים בלות למור, קום קח את אשתך ואת שני בנותיך הנמצאות ותספה ואומר, take your wife, your daughters, and run away. But when he says this, and he says this to him, what does he say, קח את אשתך ואת שתי בנותיך הנמצאות. Why I need to say the word נמצאות? Take your wife and your daughters. For sure, the stain is done. The word נמצאות is not necessary. קם חזל and explain פרוג of 10 ואת שני בנותיך הנמצאות אמר רב טיבי ורבי יצחק שתי מציאות רות המואביה ונעמה המונית נמצאות זה מלשון מציע רות הזמין אמר רבי יצחק מצאתי דוד עבדי איכן מצאתי אותו בסדום דוד המלך start his life when you go back and back is where in סדום the question about this חזל is if חזל really want to teach us דוד המלך come from who? רות המואביה. And Moab come from daughter of Lot, what stayed with the father. Correct? This happened when? After Sdom. Why חזל say, מצאתי דוד עבדי בסדום? דוד עבדי is not בסדום? Everything start after Sdom. Why חזל say בסדום? These are four questions. What do you want to ask? And בסייעתא דשמיא, פילי פלי. Again, short and clear. Question number one. How Rashi bring Onkelus what explain Aliba de Rashi what is mean Har Moriah name after one of the perfumes in the Ketoret. First, Onkelus never says this. Onkelus only say Har de Pulchan, a place of different type of avoda. All the avodot would have in Bet HaMikdash, not specifically Ketoret. How Rashi says this on behalf of Onkelus when he never says this. This is question number one. Question number two. When Avraham Avinu go to World War I to save the life of Lot, the Torah teach us, Vayikhu et Lot, they take Lot in the jail, his property, Ben Achi Avraham. Why is it never connect? Lot, the nephew of Avraham, to guess. And also when Avraham save his life, Hashem et HaRechush, he bring back first all the property, וגם את Lot. You know, he never go to save the property, go to save his life. Nothing compared to life. Why is the Torah write this in the way, what is look, incorrect. Question number three. All the World War One, four nations against five, and Lot in the jail, Abraham saved his life. This how Rabbi Lezer ben Onkelus explained in Besta Midrash when his father came to tell him he don't go anything from his money after he go to pass away. And after he listened to Shiur, he said, wow, I changed my mind, you will get everything. And he said, no, I will go equally with my brothers. What space about this Shiur, what Rabbi Lezer ben Onkelus teach, but his father changed his mind and want to give him everything what he had. Question number four is how Chazal explained the source of David HaMelech, Matzati David HaMelech, where? First, in Sdom. It's not start in Sdom, it's start after Sdom. When daughter of Lot stay with the father, not in Sdom. So why Chazal say, Matzati David Avdi Epo in Sdom? This is the questions. To answer these questions, we will start in this way. סייעתא דשמיא גדולה. ממש. פילי פלאים. לוט. The name לוט. Have three explanations. One, לוט is cover. When הקדוש ברוך הוא talk to אליהו בהר סיני, and he told him in paragraph 11, ואומר צא ועמדת בהר לפני השם, והנה השם עובר ברוח גדולה וחזק, מפרק הרים, משבר סלם הקדוש ברוך הוא, a lot noise outside wind, לא ברוח השם, לא ברעש השם, לא באש השם, בכל דמם הדקה. אין לה הולוק פסוק י' ד', פסוק י' ג', לספות לי, והיא כשמוע אליהו, וילת פניו באדרתו. What is mean, וילת פניו באדרתו? When he listens to the voice of Hashem, he covers his face. His first explanation to the word Lot is cover. Kisui. Somebody donate and put for him nice placat, and he come and he move the sheets to see exactly the placat. Yes, in Hebrew we say asarat alot, mesirim et alot, mesirim et ha-kisui. We take what is covered and now everybody can see. Second explanation of the word Lot is kirs, klala. Light in Aramaic is klala. Lotus, lotus. Also in Aramaic is kirs, klala. Third explanation of the word Lot is perfume. When the Ishmaelim take Yosef to Egypt in Paragot 12, ויקחו וישליחו אותו הבור והבורקן ומים, וישו לאכול לחם, וישו נהם, הנה אוכל ישמעאלים בא מגלעד, וגמליהם, זה ישמעאלים, what's the take in the camels, נוסעים נוחות, וצרי, ולוט, בספוט ליין, הולכים להוריד מצרים. Normally they take oil, this time they take perfume. One of the perfume is Lot. צרי ולוט. It's three explanation to the name Lot. One is cover, two is curse, third is perfume. How can happen? Same person. His name, and one end, terrible name, curse, and other side is perfume. How can happen? How is work together? Is look. No shaykh. How we explain this? This is the explanation is found. Lot, how is look from outside is really look, Lot, how look from outside is curse. Terrible person. Why terrible person? He go to Sdom, to the evil place, terrible people. Everything what we say is not enough. After he decide to go to where? To Sdom. After he decide to go to Sdom. But in other end, Lot inside have the potential of the redemption of the world. Who come from Lot? Mashiach. Amon Moab, Ruth Moabia, David, Mashiach. But his inside is covered. We never see this moment. What we see outside is terrible person. Go to evil place, Sdom. Now, when Abraham Avinu walk with Sdom, he is completely the opposite of Lot. If Lot represent curse, Abraham Avinu represent blessing. How we say, ve'eyeh bracha. Five times in beginning of Lech Lecha we find the word bracha. Five times in beginning of Bereshis we find the word or. Abraham Avinu was the first person in this world who appreciate and understand the blessing, what the light, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu bring to this world take place. But Abraham Avinu is bracha, is light, but in same time is scared. Maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu one day will bring back his old days when he served Avodah Zarah. When he was over the Lilim. Come a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say to him in Tehillim. He say to him in paragraph 13, the next part. Lecha tal yaldutecha. לך תל ילדותך, הפוסוק אינטיל עם קופיוד. לפני שאברהם אבינו מתפחד, תאמר שיש בידי אבון שהייתי עובד אלילים, כל השנים הללו. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, לך תל ילדותך. מה התל הזה פורח? אב אבונותיך פורים, יוסם יסדו. דו. דו. תל. נכון? יו. פורח. אב אבונותיך פורחים. מה התל הזה סימן ברכה לעולם? אף אתה סימן ברכה לעולם. So interesting. Take the word tal. Switch to the other side is Lot. Because the opposite of tal is Lot. The opposite of bracha is curse. What is Lot? One of the explanations of the name Lot, lotus, light, klala. But Both of them is necessary. Why? Both of them is necessary. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this world, what we have is Tov and Tov Meod. Every day it's a creation, Ki Tov. When He creates us, Tov Meod. Ra, evil, never exists in this world. When the Ra, the bad, arrived to this world, when? Eat from the tree. After he makes a sin. If somebody has sin, and Ra, bad, integrate in his personality, in his life, in his nature. But it's easy to take this outside. How? One word. Tshuva. Remember what we say many times. Slach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu. What does it mean, slach lanu? I'm sorry. No. I take responsibility. In the moment when we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I take responsibility, immediately what you do for us, mechal lanu, tanol, mechila, what take us to the other side. Because if somebody takes responsibility about mistake, what you do, you need to pay. If you destroy it, if you do something wrong. Kadosh Baruch Hu say, not by me. By me, only you will take responsibility. In the moment people take responsibility, HaKadosh Baruch Hu create tanol and move us to the other side, and what wait us to the other side of the mechila. What is mean tanol? Kapara. Clean. Finish. It's over. It's easy to take the bed by us, through tshuva. But still, the bed stay in the world. How we can move something bad from this world completely? In two ways. One way is when everyone understand is bad, is wrong, is not necessary, and nobody care about this. Mimele is not more exist. Because nobody look of this, nobody needs this, nobody takes this. Is mimele is not exist. Good. As a way to move bad from this world. When something bad and wrong come worse and worse, more bad, more and more and more, until it comes to the moment when this bad cannot more exist and it's blew up and something new take place. If I want to say this in one word, Bilshon Chazal, Gmor in Sanhedrin, En Ben David Ba, Ela Bedor Shekulo Zakai, or Bedor Shekulo Chayav. He will come. We have two directions. Or, the direction is Dor Shekulo Zakai. What is mean? People more and more recognize about something what is wrong, is bad, is not for us, is not real to us, is not necessary. And everyone decide, finish. We not care about this. Mimele, the bad disappear. As a way, when the bad comes worse and worse and worse, in the other side, until it's blow up and nothing left. Avraham Avinu take us in direction Dor Shekulo Zakai. Lo take us to direction Dor Shekulo what? Chayav. But anyway, the redemption will take place. Also the direction of Avraham, also the direction of Lot. Now, look what happened. Avraham and Lot walk together. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, he never said to anybody else, Lech lecha, mi'artzecha, el haaretz asher areka. Lot walk with Avraham. Okay, why not? Avraham believed, maybe through him and his nephew, the redemption will take place. Later, Avraham moved to Egypt. Lot also moved with him. Why not? He came back from Egypt to Israel. Okay. Until the tension started to create between the shepherd of Lot and shepherd of Avraham. And they decided, and Avraham nice to Lot and say, listen, you make the first decision. What you pick, any side, they go to the other side. Im ha'emin v'asmila, small v'emin. Now when Lot moved from Avraham, Avraham understand, he had a big chance to walk with them end by end, and together to bring the redemption. He decide what he decide. Now, he understand the focus is Avraham himself. And immediately after Kadosh Baruch Hu talked to him, after Lot moved to Sdom, and he promised him, "Ket kol ha'aretz asher ata ro'eh, all the steps to see, lecha et ne'ena." No question. Fine, Avraham will continue to spread the name of Hashem, to do all the avoid the gedolah, what he do in this world. Now, he get SOS. Your nephew in the jail. World War I, take out. Four nation against five. No chesed. To care. Nephew, in wrong pleasure, I need to help them. To give him shoulder. And he come, and he understand there's no way. No way. From step one. But he said, maybe I will try. And immediately he start to see miracle after miracle. Miracle after miracle, in an unusual way. And he saved his life. And he said to himself, 1 minute. I saved his life? Maybe all the redemption, all the future will go through Lot. And my mission is only to help him. But he is a focus. He, not me. And when he returned from this World War I, superstar, he arrived to the tent with bad mood. And Hashem told them, "Al tiras charcha arbe meod. Don't feel mood. Bad mood. You kill people. Don't have choice. You lose your credit. Don't worry. Scharcha arbe meod. Is mean, Rav Avinu, when he go to save the life afloat, and he do this in how many miracles, what he see, what he never see before, he really feel the future comes through Lot. And he feel a little bit upset. Wow. I'm only the helper of Lot. Come on, Jerusalem, said, listen. The redemption, yes, will come through Lot. You need him. But this redemption will take place of the nation what you go to create. Mashiach will come from Lot. The redemption will come from Lot. But to what nation? Not nation of Lot. Your nation. But when Abraham Avinu, Afal Pi, Lot go to the wrong place, terrible place, and he can say easily, I try my best. I go to war. I see there's no way to save his life. His risk, what 99.99% we go to die. La'alach, I don't need to take any risk. But I'll do this. I will try to do. Come on, Kashbohu, and say to him, you care about him when he stays so far from you? Look what I go to give to your children. Kach lecha et bincha et yechidcha. ולך לך אל ארץ המוריה. We ask, what is mean המוריה? Rashi bring behalf of Onkelus, you know what is mean המוריה? המוריה is one perfume in the Ktoret. From this reason, the name is המוריה. Mor. This name of perfume. Onkelus never says this. Onkelus only talk about Ara de Pulchan, a place of Avodas Hashem, in many aspects, not only Ktoret, many, many other Korbanot, Nesachim, Menachot. What's the pshat? Pilei Pleim. Comes the Rambam. You believe or not? And this for sure, no question. Go to your table this Shabbos. Go to your table this Shabbos clearly. 1000%. Come the Rambam, paragraph 15, last page. And say, Amor. You know what is mean more? When you talk about all the type perfume in the Ktoret, is not some grass or tree. Amor hu dam atzarur b'chaya shebe'odu. One animal in Odu, the blood, what happened to this blood? When it's come dry, b'yadua, ayadua lakol, shemitbasmin ba b'nei adam b'kol makom. Is mean animal in India, not kosher animal. When the blood comes from this animal, later, when it's come dry, it changes to ashes. It changes to a powder. And the smell of this powder is unbelievable. Best of the best. Interesting. The Ramban himself, in Parshat Kitisa, when we say all the perfume of the Ktoret, he say, more dror. What does it mean, more draw? Ramban say, draw, pure. Nakim is you, not fake. Because it's so expensive. So expensive, so unique. We don't have so much. People make fake more. Original more is blood of animal in India. When the blood dry, it changes to powder, and the smell is terrific. Comes the Ravid and say, Bemechila Rambam, with all the respect, impossible what you say. Ktoret walk in to Kodesh HaKodoshim, Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol brings to Kodesh HaKodoshim. Impossible to bring to the holy place in the holy day with the holy man some what relate to animal in India, what is not kosher. Raivet. Amar Avraham, paragraph 15, lo yadati בקבלת שיכניסו במעשה הקודש דם שום חיה בעולם, כל שכן דם חיה טמאה. From this reason, אבל המור, הוא אמור בשיר השירים, באתי לגניח אותי קלה, אריתי מורי עם בשמי, וממין עשב, או ממין אילן, some type of grass, or animal, what they have good smell, פסומים. נו, העבד אז good question, קודש הקודושים, to bring blood from animal in India, קם בסיוסף, כסף משנה נסי, דרם המזרעית. פאוגרף 16, המור הוא אדם הצרור בחיה שבעודו. זה פשוט, בפי העולם לומר, שמור הוא מוסק, ובהשגות אין דעתי מקבלת שיכנסו מעשה הקודש. מה שכתב הדעתי מקבלת שיכנסו מעשה הקודש, דם חיה, כל שכן דם חיית מאה, יש לא אמר. What does it mean יש לומר? He explained, דרמב"ם, כיוון שנשתנה מצור הדם, ונעשה כאפר, פדר, באלמה, והוא בשם בוסם מריח טוב ביותר. למה היא גרה? When you take blood of unkosher animal, I understand, impossible to bring this to Beit HaMikdash, to Kodesh HaKodashim, to any place. But in the moment that it changed to pader, something new. What's the problem? To use this. What does this mean? Still employing Rambam. כאן זה רמה מזה, you know what is mean בית המקדוש? You know what is mean הר המוריה? על שם המור. You know what is mean הר הדפולחנה? Yes, I know Onkelus, Rashi say. I know what Onkelus say is state, place of פולחנה, of עבודת השם. And עבודת השם have many type, כתורת, נסוכים, מנחות, שתי הלחם, לחם הפנים, קורבנות, etc. I know. 24/7 around the clock, we have different type of avodot, I know. But what is the purpose of all the avodot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, I care about your korbanot? No way! Lama li'irov zivcheichem, yomar Hashem! Don't bring me korban! Fancy, nice, I don't care! I care about something. To understand what stay behind all the avodot is three letters, more. What is mean more? To believe, yes. Also, if I do something wrong, also if the person stay in India far away from Yiddishkeit, if he want he can come in Kodesh HaKodesh, he can walk in. The door is open for everyone of us 24/7. You Avraham care about your nephew? Where your nephew stay? Where he stay? So far not understand. When the angel come and talk to him and say, listen, tomorrow morning, no more Sdom. He takes it very serious. Because what he do immediately? Something what he never do all his life, he show Mesirus Nefesh. What type of Mesirus Nefesh he show? He never give to people in Sdom to attack his guest. He never want to do. To give them. He really show because he understand he cannot stay in life of Lot, Lotus, Kirs. He's going to blow up tomorrow morning. He needs to start to make one step back to switch his name from Lot to what? To Tal. And the step one, what he do? Is, I go to save my guest. Where he learns this Mesirus Nefesh for guest? Where? Avraham Avinu. Step by step. This build, the second step. What happened where? After Sdom destroyed with his daughter, and Amon Moab arrived, and David HaMelech came later. Is where David HaMelech start, not after Sdom, in Sdom, from this mesirut of Lot to save the guest. And Sdom, the Tzodik HaKohen say, Rashi Teves, Sdom, Sukkat David ve-Melech Mashiach. Sukkat David ve-Melech Mashiach. This start in Sdom, step by step. If you are Avraham Avinu go to save the life of Shephir, before he show Mesirut. When he in the jail, you have many reasons to say, come on, what you deserve is what you eat. You go to eat what you deserve. I don't take any risk to save you. Specifically, what is really big risk? No, I go to save him. You go to save him. you will get gift. This mountain will go to save every one of your children. Also, when they stay very far, very far. Not any chance. Come on, he can come back. He will come not back until Kodesh HaKodoshim. Everyone. This is a Moriah. This is Ara de Pulchana. This is Al Shem Amor. Elech li El Ara Amor ve'el Givat HaLevona. What is mean Levona? What is the source in Hebrew of the word Levona? Lavan. Clean. As the name of Ara Moriah. Ara Levanon. Ara Tov Hazeh ve'al Levanon. Why Levanon? Ara Moriah have name also Levanon. Shemalbin Avonoteim shel Israel. Not only from somebody would skip one time minche. Not what somebody amazed, not daven, or never do something. Somebody would come from India. Yes. From far away. From Guatemala. From Thailand. Yeah. He's looking not belong? Wait. Savlanot. His grandfather, he will show him the direction later. This is Ara Moriah. Onkelus. Teach us this insight. And this is Rab Lezer ben Orkenus. Rab Lezer ben Orkenus. Really want to learn. And Iran, he take opportunity, what his cow broke the leg. It mean, for short time, until we get something else, we have free time, he ran away to learn. And his father feel, come on, he not belong to this. Why go to this place? What he do in this place? When he come to tell him, forget about anything. If you have any dream to get after he passed away, Orkenus, everything go to your brothers, not to you. After he listened to the shiur, he said, wow, you switch my head 180 degrees. Switch my head 180 degrees is mean I never believe. You sit and give shiur, and all gedolei hador sit in front of you, all the rich people, kal v'savua, all the list, what we see in the names, come to listen to his shiur, all gedolei Israel, ben tzitzit hakeset, kal v'savua, and all the rest. Wow. It means, I understand, I never believe how much potential you have. I never believe how much far you can come. You know what? You deserve to get everything. Say, no, no. Are you equal with my brothers? This is Chazal come and teach us. Ara Moriah. Shemimenu Oraha Yotzet. It's not only the Sanhedrin seat and give us takones and dinim, kimitzion, tetzetorah, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Ara Moriah. To understand this. What does it mean more? No, is why the name is Ara Moriah. Why not Ar Amor? Why we need to connect Yud and A together? Yud K. Chazal saying Mori Menoches. Olam Azen Ivra Behei. Olam Aban Ivra Behiud Sheneemar Ki Beya Hashem Sur Olami. What does it mean Hey in Hebrew? Present. Hey Lachem, please take. What we say night of Pesach, when we show the finger of the matzah, what we say? Ha! Lachmania. It's in front of you. Yud, beginning of world, change the world to future. Yelech, Yavo, Yagia. Olam Hazeh is present. Olam Haba is future. This place, Ara Moriah, show us how we can connect present to future. How we can enjoy from everything in this world. And it's not contradiction to the future, to the next day. We can combine everything together. How? When we believe more, this blood from animal in India can come and walk into Kodesh HaKodesh. This is what we have. This is Ara Moriah. When we take this kind of aspect, when we come to this parsha of the Akedah, we understand how sometimes some good what we do with a little bit effort can affect the future. And also we understand how it's important to believe by people. To believe about ourselves and about other people. Yes, we can make this. We can do this. A little bit patient. Everything is sometimes covered. A tooth. It's not so clear. Yes. But the redemption comes from far away. Kal vachomer can come from people same with us, but we stay very close to elevate ourselves more and more. This mountain, we say, Mi ya'aleh be'har Hashem, u mi yakum lemkom kodshei. Mi ya'aleh, we, and mi yakum, we can do this. If we take this challenge, we bezoche, in this year to say, Se'u she'arim Rashechem, v'inasu pitche olam, v'yavo melech hakavod, Hashem tzvakot, u melech hakavod, selah. For this reason also, when Avraham Avinu go to save the life of Lot, thank you, go to save the life of Lot, he go not to save only the nephew Mr. Lot, he go to save the rechush. What does mean rechush? Rechush is not his car, his property. Rechush is mean his potential, what he have, the redemption of this world. And when they take Lot, they call it Lot ואת רכושו, בן אחי אברהם. But they take first lot, what lot have in his inside. אברהם go to save this. And he understand, he believe about this potential. After peace, stay far. Every one of us have this רכוש. When we believe, we take this outside, we can see how much we can build more and more in our life. It's good.